The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. It is 7:05 in the morning on January the 17th. My goodness, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat room, and Angel and Indie Guy are already in there. And it looks like there's a discussion about Clint Eastwood and monkeys. About the monkeys in Every Which Way But Loose, I guess.
Orangutans.
Orangutans, that's right. They're not monkeys, they're orangutans.
Clyde, right turn.
Oh, yeah, just start my day like that, bad Bob. What else? You know, Linda's on assignment this morning, so she's got, like, we're having, right now, appliance hell at our house. And they've come out and they fixed the hot water boiler, which is no longer a heater. It's a boiler because it's 832 years old. The other thing, and so it has this strange little propensity, this little thing it does of... Instead of just the pilot light lighting the gas right away, it lets it accumulate a little bit, and it has this just a cute little explosion that blows out the pilot light, knocks the door off the cabinet. So we're trying to get that fixed today. So what's the weather today, Bad Bob?
Get ready for a change. A bit chilly this morning. In fact, down with a hard freeze warning in much of the valley. Then the clouds roll in, and then the precipitation comes down. We can see a couple inches over the next few days. High today near 51 in the valley, and then that's going to continue. We've got rain all the way through Thursday night and on into Friday, as I look at the report here. 21 degrees downtown, and the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards this weekend. Linda's singing out there. So, make your reservations at 474-5546. She's taking her trio out there, and just they always have a great time. But it's usually filled up. So, if you give them a call at 474-5546 and make reservations, say you want to be in the music area with Linda and her gang. I think a number of us are going up there that day. So, Bad Bob, what happened in 1871?
In 1871,
in 1871, what happened?
I'm about to find out, I have a feeling. Post-Civil War.
Okay. Andrew Smith Halliday of San Francisco received a patent for what? It's something that is world known. You think about it. When you think of San Francisco, what do you think of? Nope. Do not say naked gay people walking down the street.
1871, it would have been some... I'm at a loss.
It's a patent for the cable car system.
Ah!
This day in 1871, the public transportation system was put into operation in the city by the bay in 1873.
And providing Tony Bennett released his first single about the same week.
He worked on this idea for years. He saw horse-drawn carriages sliding down the hills and all this, so it took him a long time to do this. Anyway, but on this day he got the patent for it and that changed San Francisco forever. And now, you know, I don't know if you've ridden on the cable cars lately, but it's still a great time. But if you get on the sides, you know, where you kind of can hang out there, and then if you look over, here comes this other cable car coming right at you. You'll swear it's going to just wipe you off like a fly on a windshield. But, of course, it doesn't. Anyway, 1871, this day, Mr. Andrew Smith Halliday. Okay. I had to share that with you because, frankly, I don't go to San Francisco that much anymore. But I used to live outside San Francisco when I was a teenager. And I used to enjoy riding the cable cars. It seemed like it just was a lot of fun back then. Okay. Let's start talking about things. But, you know, first we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors, and we're going to talk to them about what's going on since the stock market was closed yesterday. So we're going to be talking to... Steve Medak. Is this Steve on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Hey, okay, Steve Medak, our Wells Fargo advisor. Somebody handed me a piece of paper with like four names on it with our market minute. Steve, tell us some good news this time.
Well, I'll give you some good news this morning. Okay, well, there's a higher open to the major averages as investors look to news out of Europe and economic data. In Europe, Spain experienced a successful auction on the short-term debt. Dow is currently up 113 points at 12,535. S&P is up 9 at 1290. And the Nasdaq's up 24 points at 2735. Some of the most active stocks this morning, Chevron up 36 cents at 106.45. IBM up $1.84 at 181 even. Stocks of local interest. PG&E currently up 69 cents at 41.97. And North Valley Bank off 1 cent at $9.57. For the commodities, gold is up $15.63 at $16.59, silver up 47 cents at $30.40, and crude oil up $1.44 at $100.32 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Steve Medak with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Steve, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Minute every three times in the morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and then again in the afternoon. The Wells Fargo Advisors are located out there on Park Marina Drive, and it's a good way to start off. They see what's going on back here. This was the first good news we've had, and I think last week was just a continuous downward trend, but now it looks like it's going back up. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Let's talk about how come they're not deporting illegals on purpose. And what is it that why did this one lawsuit get dropped in court? Why did the judge say, I don't think that this is really a good lawsuit? This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:12 in the morning on January the 17th. Hey, chat room, write me something. Get me rolling here. We'll be right back.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you can drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, January the 17th, Bad Bob. Okay. Do you remember this case where the guy was being held? He held these people for hostage when he was trying to escape from the police. And then he made this deal with them. If you don't say anything, I'll just turn you loose.
Oh, yeah.
And then they, in turn, called the police to say, this guy is here. He sued them. He sued them because he said they broke their word. They were being held hostage by this idiot, and they broke their word, and they called the police, and he was captured.
He sued them.
It did go. It went to court. The judge dropped the suit.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, tell me... Let's go back to the guy that works in the prison system, Ed, who, by the way, is going to be on here next week, I believe, because there was so much more and such a great, you know, great outpouring of questions, and people were going, my God, I don't believe that. He said how there would be lawsuits, these guys on death row, where the guy sued the state because the cookies they delivered him were broken. The cookies on his plate when they were bringing him this food were, you know, three squares a day. They're being taken care of, he said, like children because they're on death row. He sued the state because they gave him broken cookies. And he said, there's lawsuits like this all the time that, you know, the you know, they would sue over nothing because they could. It gave them something to do. They were bored. So they have lawsuits, which, guess what? There's always a lawyer out there that will take this lawsuit because they get paid by you, Bob. They get paid by Bad Bob. They get paid by Sun Gold. They get paid by Angel. They get paid by Gator. They get paid by Indie Guy. They get paid by John. They get paid by Carl. They get paid by Linda. They get paid by Just Bob. They get paid by Diane. They get paid by Mike. Oh, and what do we all have in common? We're not in jail, and we pay taxes. Okay, that's what we have in common. There's something wrong. John Huntsman is leaving the race, as everybody probably knows. My question was, I didn't know he was in the race. I had heard his name a couple of times. Did he have a big impact? He was governor of Utah at one time and worked for Obama. He was an ambassador. Is that going to make a difference? I'm not sure. What could make a difference is Doug LaMalfa and Jim Nielsen are trying to repeal this fire tax that they're putting on us. The fire tax, of course, is a Democratic thing that Brown approved that says, oh, hey, we're going to, if you live out in someplace where Cal Fire would have to come to your place, we want to put a little tax on you. First, it was like, I think, what was it? Bad Bob, $50 or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was okay. It was $50 or $75. All of a sudden, it went up to $1,500, and then it went up even more. So it became not just a fee, it was a tax. It was a tax from the beginning. So they're trying to get that repealed. Well, is that going to work? I don't know. Because what's going to happen is it's going to have to be fought through the courts again because this is a tax that you're putting on people. And the thing is that even if you already have like a fire prevention or you have a fire department out there that you're already paying through your taxes, you still got to pay for it. This is another example of the Democrats trying to get money out of everybody, out of the people of the North State. This is a rural thing. This isn't for people living in L.A. They don't have to pay it. People in these little in suburbs in Hollywood don't have to pay it. Who has to pay it? I'll tell you who pays it. John Stedelli, who lives up in Shingletown, who has like maybe 2 acres up there. He's the one. He's got a couple of buildings out there. John Stedelli, he'll pay it. But people down in Hollywood, Brad Jelena don't pay it, or Angela Brady, or whatever they are.
Unfortunately, the urbanites have been programmed to believe that no one should be allowed to live outside the concrete environs because somehow the very act of living out here is desecrating nature or some stupidity like that. I have many other words, but none of which we can actually say on the air. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you don't. Okay, wait, but it gets better here. All right. Now, we do have some good news. All right, I'm skipping around here. Martin Luther King Day. I can say this. Martin Luther King Day. Yesterday here in Reading, had over 300 people show up to celebrate and to march in his memory, celebrate down on Court Street this day. And that's good. I like that. I like the fact that people get together and remember people that have made a difference in the lives and the energy of this country. The city of Shasta Lake Thursday night are going to go down. They're going to discuss the provisions and the proposed changes of the marijuana dispensaries there in the city of Shasta Lake. As you know, the city of Shasta Lake is the only place in the county that you can legally buy medicinal marijuana. So they're having a meeting on Thursday night. I think it's at 6 p.m. there at their where they meet at. We'll talk about it more. But they're going to talk about the future of the pot dispensaries. Even though that the city attorney has said, you know, they can have lawsuits brought against them, he believes that the fact is that they can put ordinances on there that protects them from the feds coming in after them. So we'll have to see about that. We're going to take a break. We come back and here's the one I've been saving. Why is it that people here illegally have just been given a free get-out-of-jail card that you can stay here the rest of your lives without having a chance of being deported? Okay, we're going to address this, and you can bet we can thank Janet Neapolitano and the president for this. We'll talk about it as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Give your home a new look for the new year with Kubler's Furniture. It's a new year and great new things are going on at Kubler's Furniture during the New Year's Celebration Sale, including great low prices throughout the store. When you shop Kubler's, you'll find quality products and great pricing on top name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. A new look for the new year. Update your dining area with a new pub table and four side chairs, only $788. Or relax on a reclining sofa, $649. Pay minimum payments and receive no interest for 1 year OAC. It's the New Year's Celebration Sale on now at Kubler's. Kubler's Furniture, serving families like yours since 1974. Happy New Year.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
The New Year's celebration at Kubler's Furniture. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, January the 17th. Well, you know what? She is in the... I've got the easy job. You know, it gets right down to it. I got the easy job. I talk to my friends. I sit here with Bad Bob. I talk to my friends out here with you all. Linda goes to battle with the appliance guys, and I saw her. I came in the other day when she was dealing with one guy, and I just turned around and walked out. You know that sweet little, voice and that little giggle she has, it turns into the wrath of God if you come up and start saying things to her that just don't make sense about her dishwasher or about anything else. Anyway, okay, what did we say we were going to talk about? Deportation. It appears that the Janet Neapolitano says, you know, gosh, we just don't have a lot of money. So Homeland Security Secretary has announced that this summer that nearly 300,000 deportation cases would be reviewed to determine which could be closed through prosecutorial discretion. So, what you're talking about then, of course, is they're looking at them. If they don't, if they have not committed a crime except being here illegally, then we're just going to pass on getting rid of them. We're going to look at the ones who have crimes. Now, frankly, I can understand that in a way, but I think it's just another way of giving amnesty here. If somebody is on your deportation list that has been arrested four times and has been in jail, yeah, he or she should be right at the top of the list. But you can't tell me that we don't have enough people that are looking through this, that we can't just keep pushing people out that are here illegally. And you can't tell me that if we didn't, you know, and I just even hate to get into this because it's the same old argument. When the states stand up for themselves because the federal government refuses to do it because they'd much rather bus in people that don't have to prove who they are to vote, they, you know, it's much easier to do that than to close the borders of people coming through illegally. And then work on it. You know, if Obama said, I'm closing the borders, and he puts the 1st Marine Division on the border, or elements of it on the border, and then using the technology we have and stops people coming across, and then says, hey, I'm going to work on this, trying to winnow out the worst people, get them out of here, and come up with some kind of plan, I'd actually go, oh, somebody actually saying something that makes sense. Have you heard one person, has anybody, including Ron Paul, said anything about closing the damn border and then working at this, then looking at the problem, then looking at the amount of money that leaves this country, or the people that are here illegally that are committing crimes, and to get rid of them. Now, everybody that is in this country illegally is committing a crime. But it's kind of like, are they committing murder, or are they just here? So I can understand this, but I think the way that Obama is doing it is wrong. I think what he's doing, he's given a pass to everybody, because I haven't seen what they're doing. But nobody, except the states, there's nobody at the congressional level that I've seen, nobody at the Senate, nobody wants to fight this. And you know, as sure as hell, California's not going to lead this fight. They love it. We've become a sanctuary state, practically. And speaking of that, of Congress, the newest polls out say that 84% of the people disapprove of Congress. It's the lowest rating they've ever had, the lowest since October, which was 82%. Now, they called 1,000 people to get that question asked, and it was from the Washington Post ABC poll. Now, frankly, I think 90% of the people dislike the Washington Post and the ABC for the work they do. But 84% of the people disapprove of how Congress gets their job done. And you know what? You can't help but look, when you see all these things that are happening, how can you say that Congress in our Senate and that whole elected representatives, senators, is doing a good job, and yet they draw their pay every day? Every day we're paying them, and we're paying them more. And then, of course, they have all these other little perks like free trips, insider trading. Do they call it insider trading, Bad Bob?
I believe that's one of many terms in use.
I think they say, oh, no, you're not supposed to, but they do. And if you known of any congressman, and this is if any congressman or senator that has ever left the House of Representatives or the Senate poor, with less funds, less money than they had when they walked in.
Work 2 years and get a lifetime pension and lifetime health care? Where do I sign up?
And we continue to re-elect them. Why is this? All right.
Where do you sign up for this job?
I don't know. I don't know. We've got a lot of people signing up for it right now, well, it looks like. Yeah, you know. Mr. Herger has retired after 25 years, and then you've got the royal coronation of Doug LaMalfa, as they said in there. I don't think that's true. I think Doug's going to be in a fight, because he's got some people out here. He's got Jim Reed. And people, if they're really, really upset with the way things are going on, they're going to be looking at making changes. So the person that goes in there that takes Wally Herger's place has got to be able to make changes and to reach across the aisle, but keep what he believes in. News. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, news from Europe sparks a rally on Wall Street. Debt auctions by Spain, Greece, and Europe's bailout fund are helping offset concern after the recent credit rating downgrades from S&P. Also, China's economy slowed more gradually than expected, potentially easing the shock to the global economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 124 points. Citigroup kicks off this week's run of bank earnings with some disappointing results. An increase in operating expenses and a drop in revenue took a toll on the banking giant as profit fell 11% during the fourth quarter. Citigroup blames the continued weak economic recovery, the European debt crisis, and several one-time charges. Shares are trading lower on that news. And manufacturing conditions in the New York region were stronger than expected. January's Empire Manufacturing Index came in with a positive reading of 13.4, its highest level in 9 months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I'm in a state of caffeination, got all my fingers shaking. Must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone's standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop. 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system. Of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 January the 17th. Free Fire Radio. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We are also chatting, and all types of people. More people are joining. Max Gator just jumped in. John, Sonny, she's still there. So the way you do that, you just click on KCNR1460.com, and you go into where it says listen to that show, and you click in, and then there's a chat room, and you put your nickname in there. As long as it's a, you know, palatable nickname. And then you just hop in with us. We're also streaming video live at livestream.com. Just go to that and see Free Fire Radio. Now, we have a traffic alert.
Yes, Carl, if you come in on Placer Street in Redding, you're going to want to find a different route. Right now, Placer between Olive and Pleasant, top of the hill there, closed till further notice. There's investigation of a pedestrian fatality sometime around just before 6 o'clock this morning. Reportedly, a pedestrian was struck by a pickup. Not a lot more information, but if that is your way into town this morning, and I know an awful lot of people drive that way, you're going to want to try to find an alternate route, possibly cut over at Buena Ventura to Eureka Way and make your way into town.
Okay, say where that is one more time.
Once again, the accident took place near the air park, but they've closed down Placer between Olive and Pleasant.
Wow, that's a lot of streets
so
up
about
there.
Your
that's
only right, alternate yeah. route is Buena Ventura over to Eureka Way.
You could turn and go, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, but if you're coming down, you could turn right there at the Benton Air Park. That's not close, right?
Pleasant,
Pleasant's on the other
Pleasant's
side of that.
On the other
you're
side
right.
of the air
Pleasant's
park.
On
that
the
whole
other
area
side
is closed down.
You're right. Okay. Well, let's hopefully get that one cleared up. All right, what are we doing now? Okay, we're going to the latest. Okay, last night was the debate. There was a lot of talk about the debate last night. The people left, it looks like here. We've got Newt, we got Santorum, we have, of course, Romney. Who else? Ron Paul. The others, I think that everybody's got their own idea. Who do you like? Who do you like? Who do you think has a chance against President Obama? Or do you think that this is one of those that we've shot ourselves in the foot again? Or is this something that you think that Romney, it looks like Romney's got the lead right now. Do you think Romney can do it? They are attacking Romney on all levels, including the latest is having him release his tax returns. He said he'll do that. The thing is, we've had all these debates. Do you think that this helps people decide these debates, or do you think that this is just going to give that every time we have a debate that the reelection team for Obama just sits back and smiles and drools a little bit more? What do you think about that? What do you think? Who do you think of the group last night has a chance? Who do you think has a chance to do something? Which one of these has something that would actually has the moxie to do something about the economy? Who has the moxie to do something about the illegals coming through? Who has the moxie to stand up and say, you know what, we're at a point in our country where we have to take a stand. We have got to get the government under control. And I think that it's time to look at one of the things that I'd run on is reducing the size of the government by 20% by the end of 4 years. 20%. And looking really hard at doing away with some of these agencies. The Department of Energy. What does it do? It's gotten worse since it's been there. It spends billions of dollars a year on itself. But what's it done? Let's go to the phones. Brian, good morning. What do you think?
Well, my opinion is we need to revamp the FDA, too, because I look at it this way. You know, for a pharmaceutical company just to get a permit to start research with the FDA in reference to the medications that they make, it's millions of dollars. They pretty much embezzle these guys to, you know, FDA does, to do certain things, and then, you know, they switch around and scratch back. So it's all about money. My big issue about what future presidents-elect that we have currently right now that are out there, you know, I'm focusing also on the Senate and the Congress in our local legislature, because if we don't get the presidency, I'm dang well going to make sure we switch around the whole cabinet over there, because like I said, if Obama's going to be in there, I'm going to do everything I can to stalemate him for another 4 years.
Well, that's a good idea. I've heard that yesterday. Somebody said, you know what, if he gets elected, then we know what we really have to do is control the House of Representatives and the Senate. Because if you can control them, when I say control, if you have people that will fight and stand up for something that's different than what Obama is espousing, at least you can keep that mix going. And I think that's a great idea, Brian.
Well, and especially here in California, because majority-wise, it's a liberal. And we really got to, you know, I'm a teacher, and, you know, we just got done talking about the budget K through 12 and the parts like early childhood services that's not even affected in this budget that are just being just hacked to nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, next year, what? There's no money for transportation next year.
That's right. How are these kids going to get to school?
Our Republicans are just sitting there. They can't do anything up there in Sacramento. So we got to change that out, too.
You know, the thing it just seems like anytime they take a whack at this budget, you know, it seems like it's on the backs of people that live in the country or live a little more rural areas and live up here where there's more trees than people. This thing about the school buses is horrendous. That, you know, that people, how are people going to get their kids to school? I think we lost Brian. Anyway, but he's right. He's absolutely right about that. You know, that that these decisions being made. And so who do you control? It's easier to control at the local level. You have your immediate vote. You can go in and you can see them. You can stand up and say something to them. So if you control your local, when I say control, if you have something to say, you get involved with your local, with the city council, the board of supervisors, and then the assembly. And then the Senate right here in the state of California, do as best much as you can there. And if we have people representing us already that are fighting for what we believe in, then we need to reach out into the other counties and start talking to them. We've got to get to people and spread what we believe. Now, how do you do that? You have to get engaged here. I mean, we're at a point, my friends, and I wasn't even going to start on this. This is early. This is when we start talking about elections. I think we have some people on the line. We've got to take a break first. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be back in just a minute.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
This is Carl Bott. Welcome to our newest show, Shasta Startup, 9 to 10 a.m. every Friday. Guest host this week will be Randy Denham.
That's right, and we're going to be talking food. Redding's got some great establishments and more coming, and we're going to be having the owner of Clary's Restaurant. So tune in Friday and hear about the old, new, and yet to come for Redding, California food.
It's Friday, 9 to 10 a.m., Shasta Startup, right here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Is this, are we blinded? Yeah! Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:45 in the morning. It's January 17th. What's it look like today, Bad Bob, besides it being cold?
Well, be careful what you wish for. People have been saying, we need rain. We have got it for at least the next week, boys and girls. It's going to be picking up tonight and rain likely all the way through the weekend. Much as 4 inches in the valley area. Snow level is going to be initially quite low, around 1,000 feet or so, then raising as the overall temperature increases. Currently, though, a brisk 20 degrees in downtown Redding, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, Anselmo Vineyards, big party out there Saturday night, besides the fact they're open for lunch and dinners and other things. But Saturday night, Linda's going to be singing out there. And you know everybody has just a great time out there. We're going to have a great time. Anselmo's, give them a call at 474-5546. Say, hey, you want to join us for having a party? And Linda, like I said, Linda and her trio are out there singing. Who knows who else will get up there to sing or play. Bad Bob, is it cold enough that if you walk outside and to the parking meter right there and you put your tongue on it, it'll stick?
Eh, probably not that cold, but it's a bit.
You know
dippy.
How we can find out? Just Bob standing there. Why don't we go have Just Bob go out there and stick his tongue on it and see if he gets stuck?
Christmas story.
At least we'll know where
bowl.
He's at. Yeah, at least we'll know where he's at. Okay, let's go to the phones. BC, good morning.
Hello, BC.
BC.
Well, let's try that again. Let's try the other line. Hold on.
BC, are you there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got a stat I want to toss out on the illegal immigration that people don't even seem to be aware of.
And okay.
This is released by Representative Steve King from Iowa, and he's got it that there's 12 Americans are murdered every day by illegal aliens. That translates into 4,380 annually and 21,900 since September 11th. So if we was losing that many people, I think we've only lost like 2,900 in Iraq, right? Over the whole period. So if these numbers are true, why aren't people, I mean, why aren't they after their representatives to find out if this this is a serious problem if that many people are being murdered every day?
Well, you know, the thing is that if it isn't, that could be. I mean, the 12 people being murdered, but it's kind of like the frog in the water. You know, you throw the frog in the water on the stove, in the pot, and it slowly turned up, and nobody notices it until all of a sudden you've got, you know, two or three people in your neighborhood getting popped by an illegal.
How about if this was on the front page of every newspaper in the United States one day, if it's a real deal, if it's a real number?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I suggest Radio Land to go check this out. Another stat that follows that, supposedly, is there's 13 people that are killed in DUI or associated accidents by illegals every day. So it comes up almost double.
Well, that's what I was seeing, is that how many people are killed. And unfortunately, it only comes out if it's something spectacular, like a drunk driver kills a 16-year-old, high school girl who's a cheerleader and all this. And then, not only is he an illegal, but he's been arrested 3 times for drunk driving. And why would the girl be alive if they had just deported him when they should have? And
right.
Some of them, whom they have deported, is back in again. Why don't we have a real detention sentence there that says, if you're here illegally, we're going to put you in a holding area until we can process you, and let that holding area be someplace out in, the Sonora Desert or something like 29 Palms, where Marines train and live out there, and just have them live in the same conditions.
How about we just get with Sheriff Oparo down there and cut him a deal that he houses all these people until they figure out whether they're illegal. He'd love that.
Well,
people in Radioland need to go out and check this number. That's a huge, huge number. I want to ask all our representatives, especially the new ones coming online here, and the LaMalfa and those guys, see what they think of this. Thanks, Carl.
You bet. Thanks for the phone call.
Why is it, this is a media observation, that when there's a violent act committed by somebody who just got back from Iraq, that is prominently part of the news story. And yet when a violent act is committed, you have to really, by an illegal, you got to really dig deep to make that determination. Why is that?
Or sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's not even mentioned. Not even mentioned the fact that that they are here illegal. It's, oh, you have to kind of look at it. Like there was one case I was looking at, and somebody sent me, as people do, they sent me the Shasta mugshots for a certain case, and I'm looking at this other case. And so I call, I say, is this guy here illegally? Yes, he is. And, you know, you never even hear about it, that this guy's done like four different crimes, and it doesn't hit the paper, or it's just, you know, it's not that, it's not horrendous. It's not horrendous like the guy is, you know, shot somebody or something like that. But he's done a lot of crime here in this town, and you find out that, you know, they finally run him down. Now the sheriff has got him in there, and they're waiting to, you know, to give him over to ICE. But still, you don't see these things. I wonder how many cases each year come right through Shasta County from illegals.
Another observation, when they are looking for a suspect who has committed a crime, you read the story. Where's the physical description of the suspect? Who am I supposed to be looking for? Because they're afraid if they describe this person and he isn't, you know, it would be construed as being racist. No, it's identifying who the person is so you can be watching for him.
Yeah.
But have you noticed that?
Well, it's kind of like this. We've come to the point where in our country that being politically correct is better than being right. Can I say that again? And I don't mean right. In your politics, being politically correct has become more important than doing the right thing, than taking the right stand, than standing up to things that are wrong. Oh no, I can't say that because it's, oh, you know, people will get really upset and somebody will say something. They're gonna say something anyway. They're going to keep rolling over you. Gotta take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media, the home of Free Fire Radio, the home of Carl Lindebaugh. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Belongi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Belongi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local affordable rates. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back, Free Fire Radio, 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Been there since November the 20th, 1985. Great people doing great work. They'll sharpen anything you have. They will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. You need that saw. You need garden tools, axes, chainsaws, you name it. They can sharpen it. They have continued to grow their business. Bob and Judy have done such a great job here. They've been in business, like I said, since 1985. Give them a call at 530-365-1479 or stop down at their place at 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson. That's R&B Sharpening. We like them. They sharpen all of our knives so that we've got that ability to shave Bob if we need to. Okay.
I do need to go get trimmed. It's getting a little out of control.
I was going to mention that to you that there's hairs from your beard are being found in the microphones. That's kind of scary.
Well, I was in Bigfoot country up there in southern Oregon, and it caused quite a stir, so I guess it's time to go get a haircut.
They're trying to – okay, where are we at here? Oh, okay, they're talking – okay, chat room, you guys. If you haven't joined the chat room, and if you've got a computer, you should do it, just to jump in there with them, just to see what these people say. There's something on the Capitol Alert here that's it's on the committee's agenda, is the talking about the Senate Bill 661 to make it a crime, except on private property, to set up a picket at a funeral. Now, this guy's a Democrat. It's the second time at this issue in recent months. Brown vetoed Lou's similar measure in September, saying in a veto message that he was very tempted to sign it, but that it went against a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. The First Amendment protects such protests, and they can be circumscribed in only extremely limited ways. Circumscribed. That was close. The new version would set up a 500-foot protest-free zone, half the length proposed in a vetoed measure. And it's also missing the original bill's reference to targeting a dead person or the mourners instead of marital status, sexual orientation, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think Brown will sign it, because I think that as soon as he does, the lawsuits will come flying through there. Whether you like it or not, Westboro Baptist Church, and that's what it's aimed at, that's what it's aimed at, has the right to say the reprehensible, scathing, horrible things that they say. And it's their right is built on the blood of the veterans who they are protesting against. And so from what I understand, on Saturday, somebody told me they didn't get through the county or whatever. They couldn't get a right to protest, or they couldn't get a permit to protest.
So if they have the First Amendment right to say all those horrible things, do I have a First Amendment right to refer to them as a bunch of inbred, mouth-breathing morons?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think so. As long as you're not libeling on them. But I'm sure that... Has NAMBLA, that's the North America Man Boy Love Association, Rights and Protection. do they have a right to pick it? Yeah, I think. The NAMBLA. Now, these are the guys that think that men and boys have a right to be in love. Okay, we'll go on from there. Looks like when we come back after the break, we're going to be talking about legal stuff with our guy, Lucky Jezrani. It's just, every time I see things that are going on, the 84% of the people think that our elected representatives, that Congress, is doing a bad job. Every time I look at the next thing that comes out of, the California Assembly, we are still the seventh or eighth largest economy in the world, and we still can't get our spending under control. We still are doing things like, we can't, this railroad to nowhere. Why don't they just drive a stake through its heart and just say it's not the time for it? That everything that has come out is said it's not going to work. It doesn't have the riders. It's going to cost three times as much. Why don't they just end that? Instead, they're going to spend more money on this. And what about, just looking at the committees? Let's take away people's cell phones to take away their cars. Good start, Brown. But why don't you look at all these damn committees that are out there? How much is being paid to these committees just to meet once a month, the head of these committees? Oh, got to run. When we come back, we're going to be talking legal with Lucky Jezrani to see what the subjects are today. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. don't worry, I'm not ready to bounce out of it yet, Bad Bob. Was his if you could see that, his hands were starting to move in a blur. He looked like a 15-year-old on his first date with a cheerleader in the back seat of a Chevy. We'll be right back after these after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. More after the top of the hour news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Christian prayers at the beginning of public meetings have just been ruled unconstitutional. More on the Supreme Court ruling live from Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor in Washington.
The Supreme Court is letting stand a lower court ruling that says when the commissioners of Forsyth County, North Carolina, opened three-fourths of their meetings with Christian prayers, they were violating church-state separation. The High Court also considered two cases involving public schools punishing students for things the students put on the Internet. In one case, the lower court allowed the punishment of a student who criticized a schoolmate. In another case, the court said two Pennsylvania students could not be disciplined for parodies of their principals that were done on their home computers. Ron?
Steve, more bodies have been found on board that crippled Italian cruise ship. Fox News Radio Simon Owen is live in London.
Ron, the bodies of four men and one woman in their 50s and 60s found together below the waterline a short time ago. The death toll now 11, with 24 people still unaccounted for. And the captain, Francesco Schettino, interrogated in court for 3 hours today, with a recording now showing he abandoned the ship and ignored demands from the Coast Guard to go back.
Go on board and coordinate rescue operations from there. Are you refusing to do so? You go on board. It is an order.
Magistrates deciding whether Schettino should stay in jail while investigations continue, Ron.
Simon attacked over negative ads produced by his political action committee. Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney says he'd like things to be different.
I wish that law were not as it is. I wish we could just raise money for our campaigns instead of having to create super PACs.
Romney in South Carolina, where Rick Santorum focused on President Obama.
He has singularly gone after our ability to defend ourselves as a way of reducing the budget.
And the South Carolina primary is Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow up 116 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The deals are sizzling this winter on John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools during the Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing or choose hot cashback offers. Either way, you'll save big. Get to your John Deere dealer now. Offer ends January 31st, 2012. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's five locations online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You feel petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments, not knowing what to do. You do nothing. But if you do something, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin's governor may be on the verge of facing a recall election. Live in our Midwest Bureau, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Ron, Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board today gets more than a half million signatures collected to force Governor Scott Walker into a recall election. His opponents say they have more than needed, but Walker says...
You're still talking about a significant minority out of 5.6 million people, even if they turn in 700,000 signatures. That's still far fewer than the, obviously, majority of people in the state.
Peter Rickman is with the group We Are Milwaukee.
We're saying as the 99% here in Wisconsin, we want to get rid of this 1% Walker fella, no matter the challenges.
It could take 2 to 3 months to determine whether the signatures are valid. Ron?
Jennifer, one arrest has been reported at an Occupy rally in D.C. that's taking shape at the Capitol building. At least 200 people standing in the rain to protest against economic inequality. The demonstration set to begin tonight, coinciding with Congress going back to work today. Organizers hoping it will be the biggest rally since the Occupy movement began last year. At the White House, President Obama meets with a Middle East leader.
Jordan's King Abdullah finds himself caught in the rip currents of Middle East events. Tension over Iran's nuclear problem, Syrian chaos, the stalled Middle East peace process, and Arab Spring uprisings in his own country.
And all this has created a perfect storm that is really, I think,
spooking McCain.
David Shankner, a former Middle East advisor to the Pentagon in the Bush administration, says with it unclear whether Egypt's new government will continue peace agreements with Israel, Jordan's role grows ever more crucial. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
How old is your car? Does the model year start with 19? The Polk Research Company says Americans are now keeping vehicles an average of 10.8 years. Last July, the average age of a car was just over 11, which then goes back to the year 2000. The average age of a truck, 10.4 years. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and high-octane radio. It's 8:05 on January the 17th. It is cold. We'll talk about that in a second. Phone lines here is 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat pack is going for it. I see just on this little page here, John, Frozen, Fargy, Angel, Indy. Just, let's see, who else is in there? Admin, Producer, many, many others. Bear, Gator. Okay. Linda's not here. She is fighting the battle of the appliance god. She has linked into battle with them. And frankly, if you're one of those appliance people, just roll over, surrender. You're not going to win this one. You are not going to win this one. When we have a hot water heater when it lights, it blows the door off it. There's something wrong there. No, it's not just, oh, well, maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's a new thermocoupler. Wrong. In fact, I've got a lawyer right here who's writing all this stuff down. So as we go along. Joined by Bad Bob, of course. And Bad Bob, it is colder than a witch's.
Well, indeed. We started off clear and cold this morning. Still pretty nippy out there, but look for all that to change. Clouds are moving in. Today's high will be around 51 degrees and 35 tonight. But in all that, we got a lot of stuff coming down. We wanted rain. We're going to get it. For at least the next week, look for about 4 or 5, maybe 6 inches of rain. Snow level's going to start out pretty low, then gradually raise. Currently 21 in Redding. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is, Linda's going to be out there Saturday night singing. If you want to join us, give them a call at 474-5546. It's going to be a great night. Of course, they have lunch and dinners there all the time anyway, but Saturday night's going to be special. Now, for those people up at Mount Shasta whose business this year has taken it, because there is no snow. It's not just at Mount Shasta. It's at Tahoe. I've been talking to people. I've been talking to people that work, you know, in CPAs and this kind of thing. That are friends, but they do a lot of the work for them. They just said that it's just unbelievable. Talking to people that are in the business up there, that they bought all of this equipment, you know, because they've had just spectacular years. It just is they just had a horrible time. So let's hope we get 7 inches of rain and they get 15 feet of snow up there. It'll help us next year, too. But it's time for our Wells Fargo advisor. Susan Eastman is here with some great news, I'm sure. Right, Susan?
We do have some positive news this morning. We have a commodity and stock rally right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 114 points at 12,536. The S&P 500 is positive 10 points at 1299. And the Nasdaq Composite is up 28 points at 2739. The three of the most active issues, Bank of America is up a dime, trading at $6.71. J.P. Morgan Chase down 65 cents at 35.27. Citigroup is down $1.77, trading at $28.97 per share. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PG&E is up 70 cents at $41.98. Petco is positive 49 cents at $64.92. Bank of Commerce up a penny, trading at $3.88. Taking a look at commodities, gold is up $28.30 at $16.59 an ounce. Silver is up 48 cents at $30.36, and crude oil is up a dollar, trading at $100 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We know we have our Wells Fargo update at 710, 810, 906, and again in the afternoon. They're located out at Park Marina Drive, and it's just a good way to start off the day figuring out what's happening in Wall Street, at least trying to figure that out. And we're going to take a break here, but before, yes, Indy Guy, it is something that when you have to hit the deck every time you light your furnace, and especially it's even more fun as if, because it exploded the time before, it blew out the pilot light, so you go in to turn on the pilot light by laying there with your igniter, and then so it lights. And then that's why I've got eyebrows just on one side of my face. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:10 in the morning on January the 17th. We come back. Lucky Jazz Ronnie's here, and he's going to tell us how we can throw these cockroaches out that get into these homes and actually don't leave because they're squatting. There's rules about that. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I will see you at the range.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's doing battle this morning. I get the easy job being here. January the 17th. It's 21 degrees out there. That is cold. Just Bob just indicated that his tongue did stick to the parking meter. But he was carrying a cup of coffee and poured it on his tongue, and he said he got loose. I'd like to know who gave him the cup of coffee. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. 241-7866. This man does outstanding work. He will work within your budget, and he will spruce up your house like you can't believe. Kitchen, bath, outside. He can do it. This is the time of the year to do something like this. You can get some good deals. Like I said, he'll work within any budget. Mike Huber, give a call at 241-7866 or 241-STONE. That's Estate Granite Marble. Look at his website, estategranite.com. Our guest today in our monthly update of legal stuff is Lucky Jazz Ronnie.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm great. Is it better to be lucky than good?
Always.
Okay. I know you've got a lot of stuff prepared here, but we just heard is that the prayer cases have been turned down by the U.S. Supreme Court. And what it says is they have left intact a federal appeals ruling that said a North Carolina county board was violating the constitutional separation of church and state by opening most of its sessions with a Christian prayer. I think it came down like over 30% of the 33 meetings, two-thirds of them had the word Christ, Savior, Jesus, or something like that in there. They said they used private religious leaders in the Forsyth County Board of Commissioners to deliver its prayers each year, inviting members of various faiths to sign up on a first-come, first-served basis. And the result ended to be prayers that were predominantly Christian. And that in from 07 to 08, almost 80% of the prayers referred to Jesus. So if you offer all the different faiths a chance to come up and lead the the opening prayer, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they don't. Is that, or they're saying that it doesn't make any difference?
You just can't
do this because now you're talking about God. It's on a county. It's on government property, and we can't do that.
Well, and I'm trying to read up some articles.
I know. I just dropped this on you.
Sure, and it's not a big deal. I haven't actually read the opinion just yet, but I was pretty curious about it. Just hearing it on your show this morning on my drive over. My anticipation from what I'm reading right now is seems like the opinion was authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, from what I'm reading, Ed. One of the quotes I'm reading here, just from some of the legal journals, is that John Roberts was saying that both religious clauses bar the government from interfering with the decision of religious groups to fire one of its ministers. But I think that's the wrong case. I'm sorry. Reading as we're talking. But it goes into the Establishment Clause of the Constitution, and the government can't establish or, in a sense, endorse a certain religion. And I think that's what came down in this case.
Because the number of the prayers were that referred to Christian, as opposed to and maybe there weren't enough imams there talking about the Muslim faith or the Jewish faith.
It might even be secular. I think it needed to be more just secular in that sense, instead of just endorsing or accepting as one religion or any religion. The overall issue was whether it should be even doing that in the first place.
So does that mean you can open your county government, city government sessions, but you can talk about please give insight and brain power to the people we've elected, but you can't just say in the name of Jesus. You've got to say, still have a prayer. You just can't address any specific deity.
I think that's what it had came down to, and maybe on the next break I want to read up a little bit.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, this is not fair to you to be saying this. You just got announced. But hey, you know what? It doesn't surprise me. So I guess a Wiccan can come in there. If you've got to offer it up, I guess you could do it like, if you have them lined up that this week it's going to be the Baptist, the next week it's going to be Wiccans, the week after that will be the Amon, the week after that will be the Rabbi,
and the week
after
that will be the voodoo practitioner with the live chicken to show up at the council meeting.
Westboro Baptist Church after that. I guess you can just do them all.
Well, here's another thing I'm reading, that the majority of what the court, I think, saw, that three-quarters of the 33 invocations that did occur were between May 07 and December 08, did refer to Christ or Savior.
Right.
And I think that's what it came down to with this U.S. Supreme Court, that it was almost treated as a government endorsement of one particular religion.
So if they had said, if they hadn't used those words, probably this wouldn't have come up.
I don't think it necessarily
And I will
have.
Bet you that it was one person that did this, one or two people that brought this up to court. And then, of course, it was, or maybe even just whoever did this ran with it. Okay. Just another thing that's going on.
Well, I'm really interested in reading the full opinion. I'm pretty curious about how it went down and what the analysis of the court was.
Well, maybe when you get a chance to do that, look, and then you give us a call back. Really on an update, is how do they figure this out?
Absolutely,
because it's the court itself hasn't it upheld other things like having the Ten Commandments in a couple spots?
It has, but I think it's more sometimes of a historic,
because it's a historic thing,
and it comes down to an endorsement by the government. What is treated as an endorsement with the Establishment Clause of the Constitution?
Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick break here and take a little bit early so we can catch back up, because I want to talk about the rental. What rights do renters have? But what rights do landlords have? And I want to talk about people that come into empty properties and trying to get them out of that. And is that It seems to be that's a problem, too, as I've seen that in action in a street or two close to us, that the people had moved in and the people that owned the property had no rights.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that one, too. We get back.
Great.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:19 in the morning. Our guest is Lucky Jaswani, our monthly legal update. We're going to be talking about what your rights are as a renter and what your rights are as a landlord and what happens to those the people that kind of like squat in houses in your area. Do you have any rights? Do landowners have any rights? We're going to talk about that and other issues that you all have identified. So just give us a call at 530-605-4567 or ask a question in the chat room. We'll take it right in there. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Hello, Dal. I wanted to ask you how you happened to bring your bus to Cars.
We checked around the community. Our bus is top priority to transport our residents, so we're always a major concern about safety and inspection. We knew about your character and great reputation, so we lined it up. Cars actually comes over and picks our bus up.
So our concierge service makes it pretty easy for you there at Hilltop, right?
It helps us out tremendously. I mean, we're a very active community.
Thank you. And of course, safety is number one. And we are doing the state safety inspection every 45 days. Isn't that the schedule, Dal?
Every 45 days we have it done. It's a top priority for us when we're out transporting our seniors and veterans in the community.
Obviously. Well, thank you so much for taking our call today, Dal.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to invite everybody to check out our new website at northernlightsenergyinc.com. You can order fuel, apply for credit, pay your bills, access all the CFN sites throughout the United States, and look at our monitor and Toyo heaters, greases, and lubes. It's very easy to use. For those of you who don't like sites, pick up the phone and give us a call. We still have real people to talk to you. Remember, NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com or 241-2196 in Waverville, Corning, and Redding. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I like that. What is that?
That is Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. Great tune from the 80s.
Well, that's probably why I like
back
it.
Back in my DJ days.
I remember the 80s. Not too big on the 60s. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
More foggy about the 70s. Yeah,
somehow misplaced 66 to 68. 8:23 in the morning, Carl and the Bot. This is Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and he hasn't forgotten anything. You know what? He'll fix that little ding in your windshield to a 2 foot, 24 inches of crackage across your windshield. Jeff Wurst can fix it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, and that was well over 2 years ago. I have yet to have a problem with it. You know, cold, hot. You know how hot it gets here during the summers and how cold it is now. Never have a problem with it. That's Jeff Wurst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I can't say enough about him. A veteran and somebody that supports our community and supports our veterans. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. 530-241-8373. If you've got a crack in your windshield or a little one, I like those little dings. Trust me, it gets, you know, first of all, you get frost on it, and then you get a little bit of water gets into that crack, and then you turn on the heater to your car and just watch it. Watch it grow.
Morning like this morning will do the trick.
It'll
turn
do
on that defroster and kaboom.
He can fix that and guarantee that nothing's going to happen. No indie guy, he can't fix that. I'm glad nobody else heard that. Our guest is Lucky Giswani. That's Lucky laughing, too. Yeah, Indy guy, that was good. That was good.
No, there's a reason why the chat window is not put out on the TV channel.
That's probably a good thing. We lose our license on it. Okay, Lucky. All right. We had a lot of questions that came in. And the big one is, of course, you know, lately with all the marijuana questions. And it says, can a landlord lose their property and house if a renter is growing pot?
Well, you know, that's, I think, still a sensitive subject that hasn't been cleared up yet. I know that's a major issue right now going on in Reading and it's in the city of Reading itself with some of the stuff going on. The city attorney's exploring that issue. But it really depends on whether the landlord wants to continue taking that risk or, in most leases that I've seen and that I help write for landlords, a landlord can evict a tenant if there's a violation of federal or state law. Now, if there's a state law does provide for the marijuana. Now, federal law does not. And if the landlord doesn't want the tenant violating any sort of federal laws, he can therefore then evict them for a violation of federal law.
Because there is a risk. Because we had somebody in here from the medical marijuana advocates. In fact, there was a number of them in there that day. I wish you could have been here. They had their legal team here. And
camera's live, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on camera right now. But one of the gentlemen here said, you know, I've lived in this house for 12 years, and they've told me I've got to leave. I think that's what he said. I think that's what James said. He has to leave because he's growing medical marijuana and on the property within the, I'm not sure if it's within the everything you say you have to, but he's getting rid of all these other different plants. But he said he lost his home. And that is a big question because if you are renting to somebody and they are growing marijuana, even if it's within the limits of what the state says, the feds could come down and confiscate it.
Correct.
I mean, the whole property.
Correct. And that comes down to the federal issue. But I don't think they really have so far in California. So it's not becoming that hectic of an issue yet, but it potentially could. And if the landlord doesn't want to take those risks or you know, deal with the potential problems that could arise from it, a well-drawn-up lease is the measure of protection where it does provide any violation of state or federal law.
What about the, Coach Bob, welcome aboard. Here's a question. It said a six-month lease with a tenant, and they kept it on a month-to-month, and they've been there for a year. Can they raise the rent on a month-to-month, or do they have to put them on a 6 month or year lease?
Well, it creates a couple issues there. Right now, it's okay if they're on a month-to-month lease, but it depends on how much, I think this was Angel's question, how much Angel would want to raise the rent on them. If it's more than 10% of what that tenant was paying in the last 12 months, there needs to be 30 days notice before that rent can be raised. If it's more than 10%, then the tenant needs to be afforded 60 days notice in order to raise the rent.
Oh, okay.
Of course, they were still on a lease. The rent could not be raised because they're under a lease agreement. But right now, on a month-to-month, the rent can be raised. It's just dependent on how much notice that Angel needs to be giving them.
All right. Hey, Bad Bob, I want you to see if you can get an update on this pedestrian accident up there on Placer.
Roger that.
Okay. The best way to protect yourself, both as a renter and a landlord, is to have a good lease.
Absolutely. It is absolutely important. Having a clear lease, identifying what the terms of the agreement are, what's been given by each party, what the rules of the tenancy are, and ensuring that there's an attorney's fees provision for the landlord in the agreement should an eviction have to occur.
Okay, we've got like 2 minutes left, less than 2 minutes. What's the biggest problem that you see, and as quick as you can, and we'll follow it up on the other side. But what's the biggest problem you see in a landlord-tenant relationship?
Well, I think it comes more into the habitability issue, and habitability means that the tenant's place is livable. And the other problem for the landlord comes in is actually having to evict a tenant who's not paying rent. It's a long process. It's not a necessarily very easy process, and it can be a costly process if it's not done right.
Okay, well, that's important. The habitability, does habitability just mean that the windows aren't broken, or that the landlord repairs things like heaters and water and all that kind of stuff?
That's kind of what it goes down to. It also can mean, it doesn't mean that there's a nail missing, or, you know, just something trivial, that there's a chip on one of the tables or on the counter space.
This means like there's no heat or electricity.
Right. Habitability comes down to, is the place livable for a tenant? And if it's not, and it creates some situation where a normal person can't live there, then the tenant has some rights for themselves.
Okay. All right. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the eviction, you know, notices in this and the problems. And then what about people that squat on property? To me, it seems like from just listening to people that you as a landowner or whoever's owning the land, it could be the bank or anybody, almost lose your rights to your own property for a long period of time. We don't want to talk about that when we get back, Lucky.
Right.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. If you've got any questions on wills, or not wills, well, yeah, wills too, but on property rights of you or the landlord, call us.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Mitt Romney accused in last night's Republican presidential debate of letting supporters spread lies through its hack ads, saying this morning,
"This is a campaign about 9.9% unemployment in South Carolina, and people running for office are desperate to try and talk about ads."
Romney leads the polls in South Carolina.
Of course, he's not going to win the nomination on Saturday. Why should everybody walk away if he wins this primary?
Ron Paul in Columbia receiving the endorsement of three state senators. The death toll from a cruise ship wreck in Italy now 11, two dozen still missing. Here's a Coast Guard official ordering the captain back to the ship after the accident Friday.
"Listen, Scatino, you have saved yourself, but I will make sure that you will be in serious trouble. Go on board."
Captain Francesco Scatino being questioned in court today. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Joe, what's new at Adamson's Peak Performance?
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad. fish, you know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Shervin Square building.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605 4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, high octane. That's because somebody made this coffee. I'm not sure what they put in it. I hope it wasn't anything medicinal.
It doubles as paint remover.
Yeah, hope it wasn't anything medicinal. 8:35 in the morning on January the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. And the only thing going on down there at the Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue is haircuts. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in the time. They, you know, shave around your ear, shave your neck, talk, conversation. You just have a great time. In fact, Bad Bob's and I are on our way this week.
I have saved a fortune on my guns and ammo subscription by going to see.
You know what? Every magazine you can possibly imagine that a guy likes to read is there. No, no, not those with the fold-outs. They don't do those things. This is man's last stronghold, but they are not people of lower quality there. So get your hair cut, get a good job done. They give discounts to veterans. The Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. How cold is it?
It's still about 21, 22 degrees out there, a little bit chill. And if I may, real quick, still we're trying to get an update on the situation on Placer Street, top of the hill near the airport. The section between Olive and Pleasant at last report was shut down, investigating a fatal accident. We do not have any further information than that, but if that is your route into town, you're going to be advised to seek another route.
And if you're and if you've just gone past or give us a call. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Daniel, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, sir.
How are you doing today, Daniel?
Hey, I'm doing magnificent. I've been watching on the news, and we see all these occupiers moving on to properties that don't belong to them, and I just wonder if there's any way just to say, all right, you guys get off here now and not have to worry about going through the normal eviction process.
Unfortunately, no. They are a considered tenancy at will or tenancy at sufferance, and you would have to go through the normal eviction process.
You mean if somebody just comes into your house, an empty house, and they just move into it without doing anything, you can't just say, please get them out of here.
Well, what can happen sometimes is the person occupying will say that we had an oral agreement. And the sheriff isn't there to decide.
I have an oral agreement for you right here.
The sheriff sometimes wouldn't be able to determine, well, what the actual terms of the agreement are or if any agreement exists at all. It's, you know, one word against another, and that's for a judge to decide.
Is that what you're talking about, Daniel? Are you talking about people just going in the parks and things like that?
Well, both, actually. So I guess that just means I'm going to have to call my friend Junior when I need to get him moved up.
Yeah, Junior. Is that Junior with the nose that's pushed over to the side, Junior? Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, I want to get into that one as soon as we get into these next series of questions here.
Hey, Carl, I feel your pain on the coffee, and I'm going to go see the guys over at Tobacco and Brew so I can make you suffer worse.
Well, I tell you what, you know what? They are so good over there, the baristas making that coffee in the morning. It's 21 degrees. You have to go down there and stick your tongue into it.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Dan. Okay, Lucky Jezron is our guest here. Is our resident attorney comes in on a regular basis and updates us. Now, Lucky, let me give you an example, a true example.
Sure.
Across the street from us was a house that went into foreclosure, and the bank owned it. And various weird things would happen. The cops were there a lot. You'd never hardly see anybody. Or there you'd see some kids, and then you wouldn't see anybody. And then there'd be like a fire in a fire in a sofa out in the front yard. And then you wouldn't see anybody. And then finally, and you saw that they were, this went on for months. And then one day the police came in, and it looked, I swear, it's like you turned on a light in a bad movie and the cockroaches just go scuttling away. There must have been 15 or 20 people running in different areas down the street because the cops were there. How do people stay in these places? Because the way we understood it was is the bank was trying to get them out, but they couldn't because they had to go over like a – it was taking like 120 days to do this.
It can take up to that time if it's – sometimes it can, depending on what's going on. Sometimes it can take up to 90 days on a foreclosed home. If there's a tenant in that foreclosed home, they're entitled to 90 days notice before any sort of eviction can occur, or they get to complete the term of their lease. With the squatters, you could serve them with a 3-day notice is what it's called, and you've just got to ensure everything's, you know, all the T's are crossed twice and I's are dotted correctly. Otherwise, you're going to have some problems and have to file the whole case again.
So they don't have a right then just to stay there. A squatter doesn't.
No. You need to have them evicted. I think in your scenario, they might have been conducting some sort of illegal activity, and if they, you know.
So, but if somebody had, they say that they were renting the place and then they haven't been paying, then that's the one that takes like 90 to 120 days, and they could have other people just living with them then, which.
Well, you can, and you can, if there's a non-payment of rent, that's an absolute breach of the term of the lease. The landlord would need to serve them with a 3-day notice to pay rent or quit. After those 3 days, if rent is still not paid, then the lawsuit needs to be filed. That has a filing fee. It's a complaint with the unlawful detainer of court. And after they're served with that complaint, the tenant has an opportunity to file an answer and go to trial.
Okay. Hey, by the way, our traffic guy out there has said Placer is still closed and emergency vehicles are still there. That's up at the air park, Benton Air Park. We just got that report in. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Lucky Jaswani is our guest. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a number of the things that impact. I don't know if you want to take some of these on, Lucky, that you're seeing about dogs in restaurants.
I can briefly take
Let's take that one on about service animals in the restaurant next to you, licking the plate. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, we take it on. We take it all on.
Win your share of over $1,000. Come and play in the $1,000 add-on Monte Carlo tournament at Wind River Casino on Saturday, February 4th at 2 p.m. in the 21 pit. $1,000 is added to the payouts. $20 buy-in gets you $5,000 in chips. Pays out the top 6 overall scores. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
You'll find your favorite table games at Wind River Casino. Everyday favorites like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitch more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, Emperor's Challenge Pai-Gao poker, Texas Shootout, and Lucky Ladies bonuses. Plus, coming soon to the pit, three-card craps. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. For all table game details, log on to windriver.com. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. It's Better on the River.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win.
Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, of course. Joe and Shelley have the greatest place there, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, it's 22 degrees out there. You got to stop in, get that latte, get that Super Supreme Espresso to get you going. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They support our community. Veterans get discounts there. What can I say? Honesty and integrity right there at Tobacco and Brew. People working there are real friendly, knowledgeable. They, like I said, support our community in a lot of ways you never even hear about. So we're going to do your business. Get that coffee at a great price. You go down to Espresso Joe's right there at 2143 Hilltop Drive for Tobacco and Brew. All right. Our guest is Lucky Jezrani, and we were talking rent. We've been talking about Supreme Court case. Lucky comes in here prepared to talk about something, but then he just gets out the law books in his computer because he knows what's happening. All right, let's talk about service dogs. This is just filling up the chat room here.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, before we start, let me say this: I have a friend that has a service dog. In fact, they have two of them. That dog is always with them. The dog is never a problem. But we see things in here about about people at a restaurant with dogs eating with them at the restaurant next to them, and other things happening by people that are not, their dogs maybe are not that well trained.
Right, and what it comes down to real quickly, it goes on to a side issue, but it does tie in a little bit on what I was talking about, but a service animal is not deemed a pet. So even if a landlord has a no-pet policy as part of their lease, it doesn't apply when it's a service animal because, like I say, it is not a pet. It is necessary for that person to live, and it complies with the ADA, with Americans with Disabilities Act.
Okay, now wait a minute. How do you become – I mean, do you – I know, again, I throw these questions at you. Service animal, is there a lot of requirements to become a service animal?
You know, I've never had to go through the process, so I'm not really certain, but I've got clients who occasionally call me, a few hotel clients, restaurant clients, and landlord clients who typically call me up and say, you know, they have landlord or tenants or customers coming in and saying, hey, I've got a pet and I don't have to pay extra for it, I don't have to pay an extra deposit for it. It's a service animal, and that's where it usually comes up, and that's true. They don't have to pay a pet deposit. They don't need to pay an additional fee, and they can take that animal in to the house or restaurant.
And into the motel.
Correct, and without paying any sort of deposit.
Wow. And also, this one person said, I think it was Angel, said she saw a woman traveling with a golden lab on the airplane. And because the dog had been through a search and rescue course one time, even though it wasn't a search and rescue, it was traveling with her like that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let me see. Do we have somebody on the line here?
We're checking that right now.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I just heard it ring, and it looked like something was happening. Now, let's go back into our rental stuff, because okay. I know you got a lot of things that you brought here. The court, you've said, is the contract is the most important. It's well defined what, you know, both sides are doing. That if you do have to evict somebody, this could be a long term process.
I just wanted to interject here. We did get boots on the ground confirmation right now. Traffic coming into town along Placer is being rerouted at Pleasant over to Eureka Way. If that is your trip into town, you need to allow some extra time to get to work or wherever your appointment might be. Again, Placer Street closed between Pleasant and Olive.
Okay, so still closed there. Okay. So then the eviction part is the hard part.
It can be. You know, I never encourage my landlord clients to do it themselves. It is a difficult process. It's one that they typically don't do, you know, regularly. It's something I do regularly practice. So an error on those forms can cause a major problem. In fact, my own dad was just a week or two ago trying to do it on his own because he knew I was busy the last few weeks and didn't want to bug me with it. So he showed me the three-day notice he had served to one of his tenants who has not been paying rent. And, yeah, of course there was a couple of errors, and that's going to cause a problem. If there's defective notice and he had filed a complaint, the whole case would have been tossed. The filing fee alone is almost $300. He would have had to pay that twice. So this weekend I was able to help him out.
To evict somebody from your home because they haven't paid their rent as per the – or they've done things that are just destroying your house and all that. It costs you $300?
That's just to file.
To file a notice of eviction?
That's just the filing fee. And then
$300?
Absolutely. Now, you could get a fee waiver, but typically it doesn't really apply to landlords because they usually own more than one piece of property, so they're not going to be entitled to that fee waiver. There's other fees involved as well when you have the sheriff involved.
I don't know why that surprises me when it costs you $500 for rolling, making a, you know, not stopping completely at a right turn with a photo light. You know, I don't. That shouldn't surprise me. $300. Okay.
So yeah, absolutely. it's an expensive process, just in the fees alone. But the problem with that is, if you would try to go about it on your own and do it incorrectly, the fees could be double, and you're not earning your rent from the tenant who's not paying because you're not getting them out. They're just hanging out there waiting for you to.
To try and get the right paperwork.
And there's plenty of tenants out there who don't do it correctly. Now, I'm not trying to say all tenants are bad. There are good tenants out there, and sometimes times just get tough for them. But the landlord isn't a business, and they need to earn their rent. And sometimes an eviction has to occur.
Okay, now, here's the question. I'm going to ask it, and we'll get back to it right after the commercial here, or the break. So if a landlord does not want to deal with pets, service animals, etc., is there no recourse for a landlord to avoid renting to folks who have these kinds of animals? And we'll answer that when we come back. There's two or three others in here like that. So as soon as we get back from this break, we're going to address that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 8:51 in the morning. Our guest, Lucky Jazrani, our legal expert.
Give your home a new look for the new year with Kubler's Furniture. It's a new year and great new things are going on at Kubler's Furniture during the New Year's Celebration Sale, including great low prices throughout the store. When you shop Kubler's, you'll find quality products and great pricing on top name brands like Broyhill and Simmons. A new look for the new year. Update your dining area with a new pub table and four side chairs, only $788. Or relax on a reclining sofa, $649. Pay minimum payments and receive no interest for 1 year OAC. It's the New Year's Celebration Sale on now at Kubler's Furniture, serving families like yours since 1974. Happy New Year.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
The New Year's celebration at Kubler's Furniture. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery, 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Tomorrow we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basenko on. Thursday will be Police Chief Rob Pelletti. And Friday we're having this Project Taken group that are coming in that they fight against the sex trade of people that are that children that are stolen and taken to different places. In case you didn't know that, we have two organizations right here in Redding that their whole purpose in life is to rescue people from brothels and being taken and used in the sex slave trade. It's going to be really an interesting show, I believe. Okay, Lucky Jasrani's here, and the question was, is there a way that I don't have to rent to somebody with service animals?
I think there might be. The only way I could see it is if there's a roommate or you're the landlord within the home. But really it comes down to a Fair Housing Act issue. And under the Fair Housing Act, a person can't be discriminated for one of the items is a disability. And by discriminating them against having that service animal, which is not really a pet according to California law and federal law, they can't be denied renting to that individual. Now, if you have another reason that's a non-illegal reason to deny them rent or to deny renting that dwelling to them, then that's completely acceptable. But
Say that again, then?
You would have to have a non-illegal reason to deny renting the house to them.
How about allergies? Somebody's still in here about an allergy.
You know what? I saw that, but if the landlord's not residing there, I would believe that the allergies are not an issue.
So if somebody comes in there and you can say, no pets, I want no animals in this house, and they say, wait a minute, this is a service animal, you cannot not rent to me because I have a disability, which means I have to have this service animal.
But that doesn't mean you have to rent to them. If their credit is garbage and they have a poor credit history and poor,
okay. No, but that's for anybody. But
correct.
If they don't.
Your reason for denial cannot be that reason for
What can you deny? Because we've only got a couple minutes left. I mean, what if they come in and they are part of the North American Man Boy Love Association and they have their meetings there?
Well, that is different. The Fair Housing Act lists some items that the items are race, color, religion, gender, sexual orientation, marital status, national origin, ancestry, family.
Sexual orientation. Well, these guys think it's fine.
Well, I think sexual orientation gets into the orientation of gay or straight.
Not the man-boy love group? I mean, no. I know you probably haven't even heard of these guys, but we have, only because we asked ACLU about, when they were here, about, do you guys defend these? And they, well, you know, it was kind of a nebulous answer. But so what you're saying is if you're a landlord, you have almost no rights on who you, unless it's something that has to do with finances, right?
If it's as long as it's a non-illegal reason. That doesn't have to be just finances. It can be also their history as a tenant if they can't afford your rent or if...
Can you say if they're felons, convicted felons?
Right.
Can that be one of the reasons?
That can be fine. That's completely acceptable. You have that right.
So if you're going to be somebody, we only got a couple minutes left. Lucky, what you're telling me is if I'm going to rent my place, if somebody knows their law... is that they could bring in, I guess you could say, no more than one service animal? Or you can't even say that, though, can you?
No, because you can't limit a person with a disability.
Can cats be service animals?
I think they can.
Yeah. Of course they can, because they make me feel better.
So that's what it comes down to. It's tough being a landlord, but, it can be profitable, too. There's a lot of people who do it for a reason, and a lot of people are making a lot of money doing it, too.
I know. They just said, you know, here Indie Guy says, just spend the bucks to do background checks. But, you know, you can do a background check, and it, you know, they could have a perfectly good background. They could just have, like, 8 cats they call service animals. At some point, there's got to be something you can do. Maybe not. Anyway, hey, Lucky, we're always glad that you're here because it starts on one thing and goes to 5 or 6 other things.
It does sometimes, but it's all right. I like it. It tests my legal knowledge.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 530-241-3350 or check out my website, jesranilaw.com. That's jesranilaw.com.
Yeah, Lucky does some work for us here. I'm very happy with it. And mainly he keeps Bad Bob out of jail because Bad Bob carries service animals with him everywhere he goes. 15 of them. He's got 15 cats right now in the other room. He says he needs them to keep him going. All right, tomorrow we got Sheriff Tom Basenko, and going to be talking about realignment, all these different things that are happening. What's the latest with the sheriff? Are things going up, going down? How are we doing? We always like to have Tom here. Oh, we also want to talk to him about, you know, concealed carry, how things are changing over in a couple other counties, and thank goodness that he is keeping the voice of sanity here. Carl and Bob, Linda will be back tomorrow morning. Hopefully that we haven't lost the battle with the appliance gurus. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Gonna stand my...